Tom Ceratori joins us. Tom, what a rousing finish that thing was.
Oh, what a great hockey game, Schulze.
Man, you guys had chance after chance after chance in overtime.
Yeah, we did. We played really good in the overtime. Our defensive zone coverage, as James LaCour, our volunteer coaches, came down and said it was just rock solid, which it was. And we had some great scoring chances. We had, you know, hit that pipe. And, it was just, you know what, both teams, it was one of those hockey games. Honestly, nobody deserved to lose, probably, Schulze. You know, so it probably... It's probably a good tie for both teams. I just thought it was one of the best hockey games this year that we played in. You know, just both ways. There was a lot of scoring chances. There was great defense. It was competitive. It was great pace. Just a lot of things. So,
you guys did take a lot of penalties. Your penalty kill though was pretty good, even though they did score the one goal.
Yeah, don't even get me going on some of those penalties, though, too, Schulze. Don't even get me going.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the explanation you got on the disallowed goal for you guys?
He said when the goaltender plays the puck, that kills it, which I'm fine with, I guess. You know, my thing was, five dove and tripped Corey Ward. I go, why isn't that a penalty shot? And he said, because Corey didn't have possession of the puck. I go, no, but he would have in about one more stride if the guy wouldn't have tripped him. It doesn't matter if he was going to get possession and he was going to be home free. It was like Secretariat in the Kentucky Derby it was going to be, you know what I mean? And so, whatever, I don't know. You know, I guess I don't know the rules, but to me, does he need to have possession? He was going to get it.
Yeah, he was.
You know, in a quarter of a second or a half a second, so.
Speaking of Corey, how good was he in the faceoff dot all weekend long?
Well, he was just a man this weekend, period. Wardo had one of his best weekends as a Beaver, and he's had some good weekends, and he was good. And, hey, Morley was just – how about Morley, too? I mean, I hope I never have to face him again.
I'm sure there will be a lot of coaches in the league that say that. 3 out of 4 points, starting a tough couple of weeks stretch, it's a good way to start it.
Absolutely, Schulze. Guys played really well, and again, you know, it was a good tie for both teams, Schulze.
See you on the bus, sir.
All right, pal.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.